And this is Tate Servans coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom with your news for the hour starting now. ...67-year-old Douglas J. Lubeski has been sentenced for a drinking and driving offense. His defense attorney cited Lubeski's clean record, 35 years as a cement truck driver, and stress from his father's declining health as mitigating factors. Lubeski admitted to consuming 5 beers and several shots over 6 hours, calling it a mistake. The court imposed 6 months of probation alongside $990 in fines and costs. He must also complete an alcohol insight and awareness program and 24 hours of community service. The conviction is expected to significantly affect his commercial driver's license. And the Frankenmuth Police Department announced the hiring of 3 new officers. According to Frankenmuth Police Chief Don Maurer, the new officers are Mitchell Hobenstricker, Douglas Peters Jr., and Caleb Lee. A commencement program was held on January 21st at the Bavarian Inn restaurant, and Maurer administered the oath of office to the new officers at that time. A Michigan court has granted Don Gerald Dean's application to set aside a 2015 assault conviction, acknowledging its negative impact on his career, advancement, and his clean record over the past decade. Judge Gerald Prill, presiding over the case, noted that the 52-year-old service technician for Goodall, a Swiss company, was prevented from moving into supervisor roles and accessing military and government installations due to the conviction, and in order for him to travel to Canada for a supervisor position that they would like to offer him, it would require that the charge be dropped from his record. Dean, who previously worked for the Department of Defense in Iraq, testified that setting aside the conviction would enable him to return to helping soldiers. The court concluded that removing the conviction would allow him to be involved with military installations and assisting troops, which was deemed a very important consideration. The order to set aside the conviction has been executed at this time. And Anthony Thomas Prill has been sentenced this week. He received a deferred judgment under the Spousal Abuse Act, placing him on 6 months probation. Conditions include not violating any criminal laws, not leaving the state without court consent, and making truthful reports to his probation officer. Prill must also notify his probation officer of any changes to his address, phone, or employment. Financial obligations total $765 and are due by June 30th, 2026. He is required to complete a domestic violence awareness program with proof due by June 1st, 2026, and 24 hours of community service with proof due by June 30th, 2026. Prill is prohibited from any assaultive behavior or threatening behavior. A review hearing is scheduled for July 31st, 2026 at 9 a.m., in which he must attend. And that was your news for the hour. We've got a brief weather update here for you from here at the station. It is currently snowing, very light snow, 15 degrees Fahrenheit. Wind chill feeling like 0 degrees with winds coming out of the west or north at 15 miles per hour, gust reaching up to 20. You can always go to thumbnet.net for all of your weather obituaries and news, any place, anytime.